Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Crimble as we ramp up to Christmas and the holiday season where everyone can be in the bosom of their own families.
Yes.
Lots of guys in the studio today. We got interns, former intern Rofo, Rob Ford is in, intern Adrian, intern Dan O'Brien. Who right before the show, and no. Rob knew because Rob was looking right at me, because Rob knows that Rob feels the same way I do about certain things, and so Dan O'Brien is...
You know what I love when we're talking in the studio?
Please don't interrupt me right now. This is important.
All right.
Because I want it, because you're going to enjoy this, and I want you to enjoy this. Dan O'Brien is... I want to find the right word. I don't want to be too harsh.
No.
So Dan O'Brien is bragging.
He's a good guy, though.
About this. And Dan, I'm not. And by the way, Dan, are you on microphone? So I can't see you. I want to be able to hear you.
Yeah, I'm on microphone.
So you're bragging about your next thing that you're going to be moving on to. I'm not going to mention.
Dan O'Brien adventure?
But I'm going to honor it because you asked, and that's the rule. And you know, as far as this show is concerned, that's the rule that we kind of adhere to, even though Oscar joked about it. If you tell a room full of DJs, you said, I don't want to talk about it. But you were bragging about something, correct?
Correct.
I mean, really bragging, right in front of the boss, really bragging about, you know, it's like, this has been a really nice experience, but I'm going on to a bigger and better one. That's really what Rob, that's all I heard. Now, I was half listening, so I have to tell you, I don't know everything that was
said.
We have to dance around this.
We will dance. I do love when there is a pre-show discussion here, and I get to watch you there. And sometimes,
I don't react that way very often,
No, but I love when I look up and you give me sort of a dead-eyed eye contact. Like, what the hell is going on down there? And it was...
So he's going on and on and on and also about his next thing. Like, you know,
in a humble brag way, and also in a sort of, and you know what was funny?
Yeah. So, Dan, I mean, having an internship on any show or doing anything is a life lesson. So I think this might be a learning experience for you right now, that when you're dealing with broadcasters, most of them, have this inner chip, this computer chip, where they have a great deal of difficulty feeling joy for others. That feeling joy for you in your life and what you're doing is wonderful if it pertains to everybody in this room. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
If it's outside of that, if it's just you, then, you know, that's the stuff that, like, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friends... That's the stuff. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing about anybody. Like, for example, one of the biggest mistakes I ever made with Don Geronimo was coming in from a weekend of degenerate gambling, which, by the way, will rear its ugly head again in the program today.
Oh, good.
And hitting the biggest jackpot that I had ever hit. And being so exuberant about it and so self-absorbed that I made the tragic mistake of mentioning it to Don before the show started.
You got happy.
I got happy. And let me tell you, when I mentioned it to Don, his eyes turned into what I would describe as the most deadly snake eyes I've ever seen in my life. I saw in his face the joy leave him. And I saw something extremely, not only ugly, but dangerous come into his face. And I knew it was like I wish that I could retrieve those words.
Put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Because it just wasn't going to work. And we've all learned it. over the years that you really to come in and what, and it even pertains, I would go so far as the listening audience. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody has a baby, somebody has a birthday. That's okay. Somebody
yeah.
gets the great opportunity.
By the way,
I don't care.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Wrong show.
Yes.
I don't care if you are on the top level of broadcasting. I include the Today Show. Watch a television local newscast when, like, the traffic reporter has gotten a gig in a larger market, okay? Watch the reaction. The reaction is going to be like, well, we just want to say we wish you the very... And it's complete and utter bullshit when they're
And you know what else sometimes they throw in is, hey, and don't forget where you came from.
That crap. Yeah, yeah. Because that's the 70-year-old anchor that's going to be there till he's dead.
Till he's dead, right.
Yes, Oscar.
It's the nature of this industry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, yeah. I don't
say radio, I say show business.
I had to learn this the hard way, even as an older adult, where I'd come in and high-five the guys about something great that was happening in my life. And you know, after, you know, really, I thought everybody was doing pretty well as far as where we were in our lot in life before we started this little outfit here. Mm-hmm. Right. And I realized right away, I was like, No, you keep that to yourself. If you want to go to business school, you go on your own. You don't tell anybody you got accepted. They're not going to be happy for you. They're just going to make fun of you and ask you why you even want to go.
But you're a great example.
I let that
how
go
you
since
frame
then.
It. But. Oscar talks about business school to me all the time. He never ever mentions it where it's not in some way related to this show and how it benefits me personally. And we have great discussions about it. And I'm very appreciative of all that. There's also not a day, almost every day on the show, you'll notice that Rob Spiewak will make some snide comment about Oscar in business school because Rob doesn't feel any real joy for Oscar going to business school.
Well, I don't feel any joy, period, anymore. I used to.
You would feel joy if he said, hey, I went into business school and I brought you $5,000.
I would feel joy if he went to business school and brought me a cookie.
Exactly. Something for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dan O'Brien, getting back to you, and I hope you do respect every fiber of my being right now, wants to just scream out, yes.
Mike, you should check your phone.
Yeah, before you thank Dan O'Brien, and mind you, out of all the interns here, Dan has seen a window into my soul with Rob Ford that no one else has. And I said, you know what, that Dan O'Brien is a good guy. Mm. Good enough for me to search for him on Facebook.
You know what he is?
So
he's a cologne earning intern.
Yes.
Yes.
If you want a 90s cologne, you want to hang out with a guy, it's Dan O'Brien. So I searched for him on Facebook so I could become friends with the man. And then you found
Norm from Something About Mary on Facebook.
I found a profile picture, which we will use as our show pick today, of the douchiest 20-something in D.C. And I said, that can't be Dan O'Brien.
And this is a douchey city.
It's a douchey
city.
This
is really a douchey city.
It really is tough.
Yeah. Oh,
look, if you're at home, feast your eyes on this douche who is on the Georgetown waterfront. And he is gazing away at the sun in a tuxedo, leaning back.
I think he's not gazing at the sun. I think he's looking at the girl that just left him because he's posing that way.
By the way, I have his profile picture. I have the caption of what
he's
saying in this picture. Yeah. You know what he's saying?
What?
He's saying,
and I did a double take because I said, man, that can't be the same guy I just bought a 90s imposter cologne. And it was.
That's fantastic.
Dan O'Brien, what is wrong with you?
Explain yourself.
Have
yourself,
you learned
son.
Anything? You hump?
Apparently not. I thought it was a good photo. I had that taken at a special occasion, and I thought I looked good.
You're such a nab. You really are.
Is there a version of that picture with the glasses?
No, that was before I wore glasses.
Oh, too much you know what. Yeah.
I love him. How long is he with us? How long is he with us?
Yeah, I want to be here a while.
Yeah, well, good. You're just today. You cemented it. You just Rofo experienced it. Adrian, Diego got it. God knows Mac got it. It's just that's what we look for.
Yeah,
they totally get it. You incredible tool. You will be loved.
Hey, that's what I want on the Jumpstone, actually. You incredible tool.
That's right. You will be loved on the Mike O'Meara Show forever. Oscar's tip in with the story today where you came in. And also, I'll paraphrase, even though I won't betray the confidence. Mm-hmm. I'll paraphrase what you said to us when you came in.
And it matches up.
It matches up with the picture so perfectly. I'm in like a falling down trailer up in Maine, trying to eke out a living here. You know, trying desperately every day to get people to buy bonus packages. And you come in and go, here's my wonderful life laid out.
Shower every day.
Shut the f up.
The funniest thing happened in the funniest way, and that's why it's funny.
By the way, blah blah.
That's just like me.
I was in my tuxedo. And the funny thing is, here's the funny part of it. It's amazingly good for me.
I was on the pier. The weather was perfect. And the funny thing is, the photographer said, why don't you take one picture with your knee bent? I said, right on.
By the way, Rob, you know this because you know all the nice people on Facebook.
Yeah.
There is a segment, a very small group right now that are, they're not going to leave the show. They're going to stay with the show. But there's a very small group of people that are going, oh, you know, they should be a little nicer. And then there's that wonderful large group of people going, that is awesome. No.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. Quiet, everybody. Our director will be here any minute and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown.
Oh, no. We're doomed.
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
All right, now, we're going to do this play, and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeeper's wives have naturally curly hair? Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin? Yes, he's even a good penguin.
Ugh, I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I really love the fact that even after all these years, Katie Power is still getting royalty checks from that show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Meara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Meara Show is a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MearaShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. Our show today brought to you by Tracker. Yeah, Tracker. Hey, by the way, I think I messed up the order of the commercials. Is that okay, Pony?
It's okay.
Yeah, roll with it, baby.
All right today?
Yes.
Tracker. I want to tell you about Tracker because we are all losers. We are, and you know, to be perfectly honest with you, Daddy took the wrong set of keys without the tracker on the mice.
Oh, Poppy.
Because I had rental car keys, so I didn't have my
Why
tracker.
Would you rent car keys?
Well, it's no, you see, there's keys.
No, he's sticking.
Oh.
He's sticking.
Oh,
see, you
oh
I
don't fall into that trap.
You are so against stick, Oscar, you didn't even recognize it.
I didn't recognize it. I'll check you over here.
You're wasting nearly an hour a day. The average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free and never be a loser again. And by the way, Tracker is a wonderful device. If I had used it, if I'd had my regular set of car keys, I would not have had the story that will follow.
Oh,
Tracker
good.
Is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, hit the button on Tracker, and your phone rings, even if it's on silent. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each day. Go to thetracker.com. That's T-H-E, tracker.com, and enter the promo code T-M-O-S for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code T-M-O-S, and we thank all the good people for their fine support of the Michael Mara Show at Tracker. They are a wonderful client. We love them, and we look forward to a continued association with that wonderful device that is sweeping the nation. Well, greetings. My two beautiful daughters are in residence right now.
Oh,
in the great
state
of Maine.
That's cool. Did they fly up together or on separate flights?
They flew up together.
Nice.
Because of their collegeness. They didn't let me really know what the schedule was going to be. My Christmas gift to them is that I was going to fly them here. Thank you for the reasonable airfares. However, even with reasonable airfares, when you don't book for a while and you're talking about the holidays.
Yes, they get you.
Problematic. And the problem was that I had to book them to get them on a nonstop up here to the wilds of Maine. I had to book them at an odd hour. So my schedule, as
off
you know,
off-peak hours, Mike?
Off-peak hours, yes. let me tell you, if I'm picking somebody up at an airport at 7 o'clock at night, I'm saying, why did they get in so late? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because you usually are in the envelope around 8.
Easily, especially up here. I'll tell you about the
first
the
class
weather
flat and, rate.
Yeah, first class flat. I'm in the tuck me in. The fact is, their arrival time last night was 10 before the witching hour. That's right, 11:51 p.m. 10 before midnight. That's when they were scheduled to get in. And when I went to the little flight app that I had, the Tracker app that I have for the flight, it said it was 38 minutes late. So I'm thinking they're going to get in probably around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And it's going to be difficult. So I go into the drill where, we are sitting down with the little guy and we're chowing down. We're having our evening meal at about 4:30 in the evening. And, put the little guy down
at
6:30.
Yes, he said 4:30. Yes.
It's all condensed, by the way. It's all compressed. It really is. Dinner at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Mike, you move two or three events around slightly, and they're arriving at the time you're getting up.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
could almost wake up for strange. The day and go get them at the airport.
Yeah, it's not right. And then, the little guy turns in at about 6:45. And then that's, that's when time becomes compressed.
Right.
And by 9 o'clock, if I'm up past 9 o'clock, it's a rarity. I mean, I'm just tuning in.
Well, it gets dark up there at like 4:30, right? 3:30 because of the northernness of it.
The sun at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
The sun is setting?
Sun is low in the sky.
Wow.
Real weird. And then you get a
northern lights.
You get kind of a gray low light starting relatively early in the morning. But you guys were up there when we watched the sunrise at like 2:30 a.m. Remember that?
Yeah.
When you were up there.
But
up here it's a little late.
Worth
so six
it.
6 o'clock, you've got kind of this gray light, and it lasts and lasts. But the sun rises at about 7:30, and it goes down at about 3:30, 3:45. Hi, Rofo.
Hello.
I just had this.
Isn't he the best?
He just has that big.
He's the best.
Giant,
he's like,
you know what?
I've seen that. I've seen that sunset. I've seen that. I've seen it.
It is. It's the best Rofo, Mike, because you know what it is? It's Christmas Rofo.
Yeah, he does the best right. season for him. Best
he is
season.
So happy. He likes the cold weather.
We'll talk about that later in the show, but I just can't look at that mug without thinking. Never pay them to me. No. Anyway.
Hermes.
Hermes. Yeah.
So your schedule's completely off.
Yeah. It's
what
just,
do you do? What do you do when you know you can't go to bed and you have
How
to stay
do you
up?
Kill 6 hours.
I don't know. The thing is, I'm sitting there, and it's about 8:30. And for some reason, I said, I'm going to get out of here around 9 o'clock, go up there. And she's like, well, what? Why are you going to go so early? I said, because, I'll just fart around up there and I got to get some gas in the car. And I really didn't have a plan. I swear to God, I
really
didn't have a plan. But then I see, this is literally how out of touch I've been here. I see jerky post something at the game, and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot Monday night.
It's Monday night football. Yes.
It's Monday night football.
Redskins are playing.
And Carla suddenly gets like peeved at me and said, well, I guess you're not leaving early now, are you? And I don't know why she said that. But
what
I said,
a weird triple reverse that is.
It was weird. Carla goes off to bed. It's 8:30, and I'm thinking 9:40. It's going to take me about an hour to get up there. I'm going to roll out 9:40. Get up there about 10:40. I'll have an hour and 10 minutes, and I'll wait for them in the airport bar. I won't drink because I'm not going to pick them up and drink and drive.
Good for you.
And or it's a school they night. Can just drive you home and you can drink.
Hey, guess who's here to pick you up?
Shows to do, Oscar. Two shows to do. Didn't feel like doing
got
that.
It, got it.
Just
got
coming
it.
Out of this little cold. Don't feel like feeling crappy in the morning. So I kill the time. I get to, the game. Thank you, the game. Although the game was difficult, Man, oh, man, that was a tough loss.
Yeah.
That was actually a sad game.
I love the fact that, Mike, even though you've moved from different location to different location, you've kept your team loyalty.
It wasn't even entertaining. Yeah. That's a sad part.
I just wish they could have done better.
Well, the odds of them getting in the playoffs were slim anyways.
Yeah, I know.
But
the only one who thinks they can't run the table?
A good contest would have been nice to watch.
Well, they came in second.
Well, and the Carolina Panthers, they didn't even qualify for the playoffs. So
yeah, but they're in the middle of that great dynasty.
Right. Thank you.
It feels like you're skirting around something.
Yeah. All right. So here it is. So I'm driving up and I have I'm a man of many vices. Okay. I like my Irish whiskey. I like to eat. And I also like to gamble. So I get on the road, and I get into Ellsworth, Maine, and in my mind, I'm sitting there going, okay, it's cold. It's two below zero right now. I'm driving into Ellsworth, and it's 2 below 0. And I said, I'm on the way up. I'm like, I wonder if the Tim Hortons donut shop happens to be open at this early. It's the cold temperatures.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, oh, no. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
It's survival, though, at this
but
point.
It's comfort food, and there's a certain feeling when you drive at night and it's freezing outside, your car gets warm, you like look down at the dashboard, it says -2. There's a certain good feeling when you're driving alone.
Oh,
and
I've never had that feeling at -2, no.
Oh, when you're inside a warm car and it's cold outside?
No.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Suddenly, I said, no, you're not going to do that. You ate real well yesterday. You did really well. Had a healthy dinner, root vegetables. But anyway, it was just...
Did you gather them yourself?
No, Carla likes root vegetables. I don't like root. I don't like beets, rutabagas, all that. Oh, but she had that with a...
Beets are for rubes.
But she had that with a very nicely roasted chicken. Okay.
Nice.
That's
healthy. That's certainly healthy.
Very nicely roasted chicken. Mm.
Sensible.
And I'm driving through, and I said, no, you're not going to do that. You can drive up to bed. And then I said, well, wait a minute. There is something you can do. And suddenly it dawned on me, and I suddenly remembered... There's a little casino in Bangor.
Oh, no.
You have a problem.
And I have a problem. I know I have a problem. I'm aware of it.
Can you swear up and down?
I'm not calling you like every third day, though, and going, please put some more funds. What's that? I'm sorry, what?
Can you swear up and down that it really was spur of the moment and there was
nothing? It wasn't subconscious. I'm on the way.
It might be subconsciously premeditated, but I'm talking about his conscious.
It was leaving my home. That's when I processed it.
Okay.
All that went on, and I said, don't eat, go, and then you can kill a half an hour there, and it'll be fun, and you'll be up there, because I didn't want to go an hour and a half, 2 hours, and sit in the airport.
No.
I wanted to...
That's what human beings do. People do that all the time.
No, most people go to a casino for 30 minutes.
But I mean, it was on the way. It's all close, and it was just a solution. It was a solution to my problem.
It's really not a solution.
But it was something something that popped into my head.
Babe,
I said, this
the
is
lumber
good.
Yard is right on the way to Iowa.
Just go there for 30 minutes.
We have to stop there. We've been driving this entire time.
If you want to know how the brain, worked, it was, I'll roll up and I'll just get some gas in the car and I'll drive around and I like to get out
You'll
there.
Sniff
I like
around.
To get up there.
Yeah.
I just sniff
You'll
around.
Fear the magic.
I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to sniff around and then it went to, game on. Oh, I don't have to leave then. This
there
is
you go.
I just wanted, you asked the question, what are you going to do? What are you going to do for all the, the hours?
Yeah, to kill all the time.
And I just didn't have an answer. And so I'm searching because this is normally time I'm in bed. I don't want to. I didn't want to. I hate killing
you
time.
You can't be left alone to your own devices.
Mm-hmm.
Killing time for me is the worst activity. That's the last thing I want to do is kill time. So it just was an idea, and suddenly it's like, oh, isn't this great? Mike will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice.
Hey, Rat, I was just you very, here too?
I was very, very, isn't this great? Hey, came over to help you with your math homework.
Hey, Rat, you left your wallet at my house.
And they say that a lot, Rat.
Oh, shut up, Ratner.
Now no. I'm excited for you. Now I'm excited.
And they say that a lot, Damone.
I reversed it. Right
you, you breach the perimeter. Do you call Carla and let her know? Because that's usually what you call a lifeline.
Right.
I got to say one more thing before we move off. Fast Times at Ridgemont. Ridgemont High.
Yes.
Dan O'Brien, so you want to work at All American Burger. Anyway.
Dan O'Brien.
That's all I wanted to say. So the idea was go up there, half hour, maybe a little longer if the plane's delayed, and I'll head out. And I did go up there.
Okay.
I did do it.
And I didn't lose anything. And I left.
Yes.
And exactly when, even?
A little bit up.
Nice.
Now that's strong.
Thank you.
But
I mean, I literally was there for 20 minutes. I'm not exaggerating. I was in there for 20 minutes and I got out. And the thing is, all the real fun started after I left. Because I bought a Walmart like pullover fleece that had a little side pocket. And the side pocket is a pocket in show only because it's like an eighth of an inch.
Oh, dear.
And it's not a place you should put your cell phone. I'll tell you more about what happened when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a slider-ration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Courage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
That is great.
We have so many splinter groups.
That is, the splinter groups make the show.
Subgroups.
Yes, okay,
oh,
better.
My God, I love that. Holiday time is fun time, everybody, and it's busy time.
Busy, busy, busy.
This time of year, your days grow shorter and your list grows longer. Well, at least you can count on one thing. Amazon.com will always make shopping easier, more affordable, and golly gee, Willikers, you guys have supported our Amazon page. We really appreciate it. Hey, put a price on your time and realize what a value Amazon is to your life, okay? Don't waste your Christmas standing in lines or fighting for a parking place because you know what? Life is too short. And you never know where you might be on a raft out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean screaming at a volleyball.
It's true.
You know? I mean, really. It's great. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, it's also not too late for Christmas delivery.
No.
As Mike will find out, and little Mike will find out, and Carla will find out, as I was on Amazon this past Sunday. And I said, look, I got to get it to Maine. What are the odds of getting to the Great White North where no one lives? They said, no problem before Christmas.
No, because, you know, Mike, there's still 5 days left.
Oh, in the Amazon commercial. Well done. Well done, Rob Spiewak.
5 days left for Christmas shopping. 5 days left to build a stocking. 5 days left for Christmas shopping.
I just trained for 20 minutes.
Only got 5 days more.
5 days more.
One, two, three, four, five. Only 5 shopping days till Christmas. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Right. 5 days till
Christmas.
But
there's time to use Amazon. You can still get it there in time.
Absolutely. 5 days away. 4 if you want berries. Put a price on your time and realize what a value Amazon is in your life. Don't waste your Christmas standing in lines. It doesn't cost you any extra. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website. Use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. It's that easy. Easy peasy Christmas sweezy.
Thank you.
You'll have a very happy
You're
going
to hate my present for little Michael, but I think Amazon. He's going to love it.
You're going to love my present for little Michael. It's quiet.
You guys don't need to get stuff from my kids.
We're the godparents.
That's too generous.
We're the godparents.
It's very kind. I truly, truly appreciate that.
Got him
that,
the new AC/DC album on vinyl.
That's wonderful. I heard.
Daddy, play it backwards. I see the devil.
Itsy bitsy spider. I'm not the water spider. Ow.
Dirty deeds.
And the itsy bitsy spider.
Dirty deeds and the dunder cheek.
Ow. Twinkle, twinkle, oh, little star.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Boy, you don't roll that one out too often.
No, it's hard to do on the throat.
Merry Christmas, bro. That's a good one.
This time of year. So determination is made that I'm going to go to the casino. I'm there 20 minutes. And I beat feet out of there, and I'm feeling good. I'm like, the only factor is here is that... you know, Mrs. O'Mara probably recognizes all my foibles and my faults. And I decided I'd roll in, roll out. Nobody, you know, nobody's the wiser. Nobody's going to care.
Right. You're your own boss, Mike.
Here's the thing. And this is about being over 50. Whenever I do anything like that, whether it's, you know, whether it's going to a donut store, whether it's going to a casino, I just can't get away with anything. I don't get away with, and I don't get away with anything.
Is it a guilt thing, or is it, are you sloppy?
I'm not doing anything, you know, if I was betting the college fund, it's one thing, but I'm going in there just for, to kill a little time. And Mrs. O'Mara goes with me and she enjoys the activity. The thing is, I know Mrs. O'Mara likes to be in my pocket when we go there. She likes to be right next to me.
Yeah.
She really doesn't. I've known this for years. She doesn't like it if I go there without her.
You're like that guy in the Brian Wilson movie. That is always with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys when he was crazy and wouldn't let it make
any sense.
You need a handler.
You need a handler.
She,
yeah.
She likes
wife.
To be my handler. Yes. She doesn't. But I'm like, you know, that's fine. I'm a man. I'm going to do my own thing.
I do whatever. What I want, lady.
Yeah.
So
get out of my business.
It's 11:15.
I'm a grown
and
man.
And I go look right before I got in there. I looked at the app. The
Gamblers
phone
Anonymous.
Said,
no.
It's the
flight app.
It's the plane app. Come on. And I look at it, and they said they're early now. They're getting get in at 11:39.
And what? So why that huge sway? It went from late to early?
Because it's one of those little commuter jets, and they, you know, it's coming up to the wilds of the Great White North. I guess they get screwed.
It's a moving target.
But I knew that before I went in, and so 11:15, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
And as I was walking into the casino, I had noticed that the cell phone that I had, for this little side cheapo jacket pocket I have, was hanging three quarters out. And as opposed to...
Loosey-goosey.
I didn't really... It was a short shelf in this side pocket. It doesn't have a lot of room. And as opposed to pushing it in there and zipping it up, I just pushed it back in there.
Okay.
And right before I left, in fact, the cue for me to leave was I had a little bump. I got a little bump in winnings where, hey, this is fun. I'm done. No need for any more pain.
Let's not ruin the holidays.
Let's not ruin the holidays with a you know, something one the big L column. We don't
want
to be
right.
The big
don't
L
want
column.
That. Yes.
So
or the big D.
I go in
divorce.
And that would be a terrible holiday.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you lose enough,
in
that's
some
what
situations, oh. Mike. In oh, some I, situations, I, it might be a very merry Christmas.
Well, you know, somebody who's been married 100 years, you can say that. But, Rob Spiewak, for someone who has lived through holidays.
Yes.
It's not all that pleasant to go through a big divorce, ass.
It's the most wonderful time.
Thank you. And that needs to be turned up more because I can't hear
it. You still hit it. You still hit it.
You did. You nailed
it. Faintly, you know. You can hit it again, though.
Okay, absolutely.
Because sometimes you're married and you have family around. There are other times when you go through a divorce where someone happens to drop that bomb on you at Thanksgiving, and then your life is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
But I've been there. And so I mosey out, and I'm feeling really good. Going to see my daughters. I don't feel that sleep deprived. I feel kind of rested. Had a little extra cup of tea, and I'm going to pick them up at the airport. I get 20 minutes down the road, and I said, let me just check and see if they've texted me. And I reach up to the breast pocket, nothing.
Oh.
I reach down to the other pocket, nothing. I reach down to the right pocket, nothing. Then I start panicking. Then I start looking around the entire car. Then I start foraging. Then I'm sitting there, oh, my God. And then it occurs to me, well, this is the same phone that was three quarters out of my pocket, and this phone is gone. This phone has vaporized. This phone has
You just
gone.
Got this phone. It's
yes.
new. Oh,
yes.
I've been through that.
It's
the no, been no worse that. Feeling. Yes. No worse
this,
feeling.
This, I don't know if it's worse than your wallet, but it's pretty close.
Well, it's got more information in it. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I'd say nowadays it's absolutely worse than your wallet.
I was freaked out, so freaked out that I'm on the highway going to the airport. By the way, I'm 8 minutes from the airport. This will come into play later. I am probably 4 miles tops from the bad place to the airport. Okay. The little, you know, the little main Indian casino or whatever. Why are you shaking your head, Ropo? What? What's that about?
Ropo and I are looking at each other and we know the road, and there's so much at play here. And just to give some those of you at home a little scope of what's happening.
Right.
Yes.
A, Ropo and I know what it would feel like to race down that road, because we had to race down it multiple times, especially to get some fireworks. I know where that casino is. I know exactly what's going on.
You know where we are.
And
we were driving about that same time, too.
Yeah, we were around that same time late night.
Is it backwoodsy?
It's backwoodsy. You can either live and die on that road.
It is a cluster.
Yeah.
So he's in Hazard County.
Also, if someone said...
And I've grown up here, by the way. Because this comes into play later, but I will mention it right now, okay?
Yes.
The Bangor International Airport.
You
know what? You know how you come to an airport and you're like, any highway in any state in any country in America, you come to the airport and it's like, well, here's the airport.
Right.
Not in Bangor. No. I'll get back to that in a second. Okay.
So, yes. So briefly, when we went, and because Ropo and I went to pick up Shannon in a separate trip away from everybody else, one time we were in Maine.
I wonder when they're gonna get here.
It was hard to find. But God forbid you're 4 minutes away and you forgot something at a casino 20 minutes away or eight minutes. You can't double back. Why are you going to double back? You got to find the airport first.
Right.
Let me tell you what they did when they planned this. And I'll jump this in here now.
Okay.
Because this comes into play later. Because I realize I'm going to have to double back. And I'm going to have to go back because I left my phone, or my phone fell out of my big jacket in the casino. Okay?
And you can't pick up your girls and say, girls, we got to stop by the casino because Papa left his phone.
Not what I really want to do. Want to try out another option before I do it. Want to be. But by the way, what they said in Bangor.
It's not like you can say, hey, girls, I left my phone at church.
Here's what the city fathers in Bangor, Maine did. Yes. Okay. In Bangor, everything is 4 miles away from each other. Tops. Yep. Absolute tops. They built 785 miles of highway around the city. With take a right turn, take a left turn. 95, 395, 22, 222.
They're all two lanes.
1A, 1A.
They're all two lanes.
And it's like turn, twist, U-turn, go over river, come back, go around. And I'm sitting there going, and it takes me... you know, an hour to get back to the casino because I got to get off the exit and turn around.
Oh, you doubled back?
I doubled back. I'm not going. I need my phone. I have 15 minutes. I'm doubling back to go and get there. It doesn't take me an hour. I get back and I'm freaked out and I walk in and I see, by the way, I really have to be clear about this.
Yes.
When you're talking about this casino on a Monday night, it's like beyond crickets.
Well, Mike, it's the Monday before Christmas.
Yeah. No one's in there. No one's in there except one Chinese man.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. There was one Chinese man and me. That was the only people there.
Yes.
So I walk in and I say, I think I left my phone. Did you see a phone? Nope, sir. No, we didn't. No. It's at that pure casino security.
Yep.
I don't care. Sorry, degenerate. You know, I'm there and I'm taking my ski cap off and I got my matted hair and it's just like, have you? Nope, haven't. And I retrace my steps.
I hadn't mentioned you were wearing a ski cap.
No, I was wearing a ski cap in the car, took it off to go into the hair.
Okay.
So I go full Professor Irwin Corey. You know, it's like, have you seen my cell phone?
I was in here moments ago.
I was a winner.
Now I'm a loser. I went to three machines. So I go to one, go to two, go to three, and I go to the little... get your ticket redeemed thing.
Yes.
And no cell phone. Nothing, not a niente. And I look. I go back up to my parking space where the car was parked. I look. The only thing I didn't check was the elevator, but there's no way. I would have heard it go thump, thump if it fell.
Sure.
Standing up for me. But I'm screwed. There's nothing I can do. I get back on the car. I get back in the car, and it's off to the airport. Okay, my stress level at this point, and I did not expect that this would take this long to explain this, but this is where
my stress level. Well, it's the heart attack grill now.
Yeah.
My stress level is so completely and utterly off the charts because now they are 5 minutes away from landing, according to the last time I looked at the app, which was now 45 minutes to an hour ago. And I get in the car and I bust ass out of there. And now the drill becomes finding the airport. By the way, the signs up here, when you go to the major, if you want to call it a major airport.
Yeah.
The signs are like, go see the mountains. Go see this town.
Acadia
go
National
to the University
Park.
Of Maine. And then below that is
airport.
The L.O. Bean signs are bigger.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I fly past the exit for the airport. I know this. And then I see another sign.
Do you realize it as you pass it? When do you realize you've blown it?
Well, I think I will get to this. We will continue this, but let me just tell you, would you like to ask me how many wrong turns I made when I was going from the second visit to the casino out to the airport? How many wrong turns I made?
If you will entertain this question, how many wrong turns did you make while you're going from the casino to the
Rob
airport?
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. A total of 5 with 4 U-turns that I had to make.
Because you're a patient man.
Because I'm a super patient man. And incidentally, when I slowed down enough where I'm really looking at the airport sign and then I get to the actual driveway, the driveway that looks like it's the driveway to a dollar store that goes to the airport, I was looking at it. I was in the road going into the airport and I still didn't know if I was at the airport. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with the resolution to this little tale, and then we'll talk about a couple other things, and then we'll do the news. Rob will play the audio vault, and then we'll go back home to our families, and then we'll do one last show before the tour recorded. F it. We'll be right back.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety-yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at More Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and More Industries. Making the funny just for you.
Boy, you know, sometimes I realize this show is therapeutic. I'll talk about that in a second. Anyway, okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Christmas is only 4 days away.
Wow.
And no matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift. I have gotten Sherry's Berries for probably the last 5 Christmases. I've gotten them from my dear departed mom. I've gotten them for me. I've gotten them for my sister. I love Sherry's Berries. Why? Because they are freshly dipped strawberries that are as big as your head and starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. That is over a 30% saving for this delicious package of delicious, mouthwatering berries. Dipped in, oh my God, all this wonderful, delicious, dark white and milk chocolatey goodness. Plus, decadent toppings on every berry like chocolate chips and chopped nuts.
Swizzle!
Sherry's Berries has more than just berries. They've added amazing new seasonal treats just in time for the holidays. Head on over to berries.com and send the gift they'll love, guaranteed, with Christmas right around the corner. There's only one way to get this amazing Sherry's Berries deal, starting at $19.99.
No,
sorry.
No.
They're $19.99, and you can help support our show, and it's a wonderful gift. And it's also a time saver.
It's great.
Because you're running out of time. Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Then type in TMOS. Did I mention for $10 more you can double your berries?
Double berries, Mike.
Sherry's has something for everyone. And every taste, go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. They are the best. They are delicious. And Merry Christmas from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show. And Sherry's Berries, everyone.
Talked up the end of a Mills Brothers record.
Thank you. So I'm out of my mind, and
The thing is that makes this so bad, and I'm putting myself in your place. Everything that could make this better would be solved if you had lost something other than your phone.
Yes,
you could nav to the airport. You could call. You could text. None of this is available because you've lost this centerpiece of your life.
My Oldsmobile Buick rental car does not have nav in it, so I have no way of finding. And I'm lost. And I start heading down a couple of roads that I'm just completely turned around. But I have the sense that you should be there by now. And I finally turn around. And by the way, there's like a warehouse next to the main drag of the airport, and then you see this little sign that says,
"Welcome to the Bangor Airport."
Yeah, and you get in there, and I see it, and even the signs when you get close to it is like, "Where's the terminal? What's
going
on?"
And
there's not enough
traffic at that airport to say, "Oh, I see where that plane is landing," because only one of them comes in every 3 hours,
exactly. Every 3 days practically, and then you see people like coming in. And you would see cars coming, but no, that's not the case. So I'm flying in
there. It couldn't exist in Northern Virginia because all the people do in Virginia is just follow the crowds.
They follow the crowds. It's impossible to follow the crowds. It's one of the beauties of being
It's
there,
a beauty,
okay?
But it could have helped you that night.
It truly is. So I get there, and I pull up, and by this time, I don't know when my daughter's landed, but I see Elizabeth. And they're standing.
In the
Elizabeth
cold.
Is standing in front of a row of chairs just inside, and the window is right there.
Yeah.
And this is not going to
translate.
Cheeks are
streamed with tears.
This is not going like, to translate really well to.
He was gambling.
To
was like,
audio.
Yeah.
Because I have to show you what I did. So
okay.
I pull up, and I am literally parallel on the curb, and I'm looking through the window, and Elizabeth is kind of like looking out the window, and I go.
Your gesture.
I turn on the light in the car. I'm like, hello.
White man.
You're spastically gesturing.
I'm your father.
Yeah. Yeah.
I paid for you to come up here. I'm late because I went to casino Hollywood style gambling.
Stop it. So I look in and I can't see him. I have to pull up the car and I have to open the door and I have to park and I have to run up. And then I go, my first greeting.
Banging on a glass window?
But my greeting, when they finally look and see that it's me, my greeting after I haven't seen my daughters in a month.
Yes.
And my greeting to them is this. This, and you've all seen this look that worked with me, okay? The greeting is this.
My God.
Because it's like, didn't you see me?
It's the duh look.
Well, it's also, well.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
They come out. We have a greeting. They expect my normal dad, hey, how are you? They're getting absolute manic, stressed out dad.
Aww.
And I spill the beans. I tell him exactly what's happening.
I've got a problem. I've had it for years.
You said, will you look how small this pocket is?
Look at this pocket.
This I'm won't hold a cell
These
phone.
Chinese I'm pockets.
Chinese. Chinese pockets.
And we've named the show.
Chinese pockets. So anyway, immediately they're tapping into how stressed I'm dropping bombs. I'm doing everything. I tell them I spill the beans. I tell them everything that's going on. Catherine immediately says, no waiting. Catherine says, Dad, do you have find my phone? I said, it's a new one. I think I may have disabled it to put some software on it. I'm not sure, but we can give it a try. Within nanoseconds. Fortunately, the inner government has all the info up here,
yes.
Right?
For that stuff, because I use it a lot with music and everything else, and we use it here. And all of a sudden, Catherine says, "We're driving along, right? Because we're going to head back to the bad place.
The casino.
I want to give
we're
it another
all
go.
Going gambling.
And see,
that's right. We got to win back that phone.
Everyone gets 10 $1 bills.
Elizabeth's staying in the car because she's 19.
That's right.
So anyway,
and leave the car running, but a window cracked.
So Catherine gets all my information. Goes, Dad, I see it. And I said, oh, you see it? Yeah, it's next to a building. And Elizabeth goes, yeah, that says that's a big build. That's I think that's the casino, Dad. And I said, and Catherine says, yeah, but your phone looks like it's in the river.
Oh, no! The river.
I look at the map and there's a perfect icon of my phone in the river. In the middle of the river.
I'm
not making it up. I'm not making it up. I swear I could make it up, but I'm not making it up. And I'm looking at it and then Elizabeth says, well, that means it's in the area, Dad. It's probably not really in the river.
River.
Said,
yeah.
Sure hope not. That would have been the quickest theft of brand new iPhone. Dad, don't like it. Gonna throw it in the river.
Right? Can't unlock it. I'm gonna just throw it in the river.
Rovo going to take a dump or something like that? What's going on?
Big urgency. I've been smelling it all morning.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Seriously?
Yeah, I didn't want to blow up his spot, but he just blew it up by leaving.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Actually, Mike, the story was too much for him.
Oh my God!
Jostled some loose.
I've been getting gassed the whole show, and I was like, you know what? He's a nice kid. Yeah. He probably had a bad morning. I'm not going to destroy him.
And he's jealous of other interns that have had really great things happen to them today.
Oh God! Right. O'Brien. We bust ass. We get back.
Just
They've
like
got Nav. They've got Nav. They get me to the casino. I say, Catherine, I'm going to pull out right in front and let you go. And then I said, no. We're going to actually go back up and go to my parking space. By the time we get into the parking garage, Catherine sees it, and it's not in the river anymore. It's in the building. It's in the structure. I said, This is gotta be good.
So
right?
As you get closer, as you get closer to the phone, does Find My Phone get more accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're in the vicinity.
Really, we didn't know 100%. Now it's not. I never got a chance to find out. I'll tell you why. But
it's in within 100 yards usually by the time
it's like
you 100 get to
yards,
place.
I
yes.
Think. Nice. So we get in there. We look at Radius. The parking space. It's not in the parking space. I get back in. There are only two elevators in this joint. I go. I open the door. I look in one elevator. No. I said, let's step out. I look in the other elevator. It's not in there. We go down to the main floor where the casino is. I walk in. I see the guy that was disinterested before, and he says to me, "Were you looking for a phone before?" And I'm like, "Thank you. I know. You know already, right? You know." He said, "A guy just turned it in. Somebody just
bless
turned it in
their hearts." That's fantastic.
It was so special to me because life is okay. I can go on with life now.
No, you know what? Everyone is due one per year. That's your Christmas miracle.
Yeah, but not with your daughters that you haven't seen in months. Yeah.
I know, but I mean, I just said
right
before
Christmas. Now it's time to rebuild.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. The angels are singing. I'm happy. Everything is fine.
Catherine, put the chips away. We don't have to win it back.
I got my phone. Let's go, girls. It's time to start
You're
the
You're not
going to
let her have
Hooray.
One pull of that slot machine just in case?
No, we were at the hoo.
Look at the Irish.
The bad place. Right. And then it was...
The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart. I have your phone. Santa gives me my phone.
Right. So the whole time I'm thinking, I probably shouldn't tell Carla. She'll be pissed off. And then, of course, I tell Carla, we 5 minutes
of
after
course.
We get home, I
you
tell
have
Carla
to.
The story. And it was just, it was such a drag. But
so what
but
time did you, it had to be close to 1 o'clock by now.
1 o'clock. We got home by 1 o'clock. And it took me a while to go off to, actually didn't take me that long because, I mean, I was so exhausted with everything that had gone on. It was crazy. So a happy ending, and I'm very happy about
there
it.
There you go.
So that's it.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Carla didn't make you pay for being naughty.
Carla, let's just say we had a bit of a chilly exchange before lights out, and then a little bit more, and then I got the everything's cool, and we woke up, and we're happy. It's Christmas tree day. We're going out to get a Christmas tree.
And
not
going
to go out into the woods
cold.
With blood thinners. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
So, you know.
Question. You said earlier that you said you'd circle back. You said this show is therapeutic in some ways for you.
Because I was so stressed out, and I wanted to vent. I didn't know that I don't know when I come in some days that I'm going to start this this little tale of what happened, and then it's going to be so therapeutic that I'm going to spew it out through three breaks. Didn't expect that. I wanted to talk about Jerry Lewis.
It's a Christmas miracle, Mike. What you had was a Christmas miracle.
It is, and everyone is due one a year.
Yes.
I think
Not going to get happy, but I'm very happy the way that particular saga ended, and everything is fine today. Go out and get a Christmas tree. By the way, we're gonna put four Christmas wreaths on the way. You okay, Rofo?
That's what, Rofo and I look at each other because we're both thinking the same thing. We're like, oh, man, like Catherine and... Yeah. Elizabeth are going to tell this tale years later. Like, remember that time Daddy lost his phone at the casino?
Yeah,
Christmas
you know,
Eve?
it might have a different story structure.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of a reverse conflict where yours ends up happy, but their result is ending up at a casino.
My father's a degenerate gambler. That's the way it's going to end.
At risk of getting too deep, folks, there's a movie called Rashomon. Check it out.
Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be just fine. Rofo, did you drop one?
Yeah, I had the...
Think Gardens.
Yeah, I had the spicy
chicken... Oh, my God!
Sriracha sandwich from Wendy's, and I went up and got the sriracha fries as well for lunch yesterday. And,
we've been paying the price all morning.
I think I've just seen the end of it.
Yeah. And you're a man... I know you didn't... You got back too quickly. That's you probably have some maintenance to do, don't you?
No. Yeah, okay. It was a clean break.
I don't think.
All right, very good. Anyway, we don't have time. We've got to get to the Jerry. Rob.
Yes, Mike. Because Mike,
there
we wish you the Jerry-est, the Jerry-est, the Jerry-est.
There is a viral video going around now from the Hollywood Reporter that is stunning. It is a 7-minute interview with Jerry Lewis where Jerry is pissed off. Oscar, have you gotten a chance to look at it?
I know. I'm actually looking this up.
Jerry is doing some media right now because he had a movie that came out. I think it was called Max Rose.
Max Rose.
And it got
bad reviews.
Medium reviews. And the thing is that he's doing interviews, but he's still cranky Jerry. And I know that Rob will back me up. His publicist right now is a magician.
Well, that's his manager. That's Rick Sapphire.
He has
a magic shop with his assistant, Jenny Marbles.
So...
Jerry Sparkles, I'm sorry.
And see, Jerry
Sparkles,
is,
not Marvels. Jerry Marvels, yeah. is an internet sensation.
Wildly successful.
But, for example, Jerry is being booked for a lot of interviews but not honoring them. He was supposed to do Mark Maron in September.
He's been totally no-showing for all
and
these people.
And he sliced it after 30 minutes.
Jerry is angry at the world right now.
Well, he's angry, and I think he probably, like anyone, has good days and bad.
But the Maron thing was so weird.
Turned
on a dime.
Because it was going great.
Yes.
And then it just cut it off. But this Hollywood Reporter thing, I watched, and you have to, Mike, I know we have a different appreciation and a different way we deal with Jerry, but I think we both watched with our mouths agape because it was really something to see.
The best description, and it might have been in a thread that I read, was this is an epic battle of wills. This is a smarmy little interviewer that wants to do an age thing about Jerry. Jerry doesn't like it from the very beginning, and Jerry's pissed off from the very beginning. And the guy absolutely is smarmy and snarky enough where he loves the fact that Jerry is pissed off. And it's weird. I'm so conflicted because I don't like rooting for Jerry, but I end up rooting for Jerry a little bit because Jerry's 90 years old.
Yeah,
that's the only reason. Outside of that, somebody has peed in Jerry's Wheaties and Jerry is pissed off. And this is, I have done enough interviews. I've done good ones. I've done bad ones. If this is a guest who's not 90, or even if this is Jerry, I'm probably saying, hey, man, what did I do to piss you off? But the smarmy interviewer doesn't do this. He just proceeds with his questions. And Jerry, this is one of the worst interviews you will ever hear, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
So can you play a little
segment? Yeah, I will say this. Just to set up, I tightened up some pauses because in interest of time.
That's fair.
And also,
tightening up the pauses doesn't do it justice.
This does it justice, trust me.
All right, very good.
And I also, when you grow tired of the interview, I have the last minute of the interview, too.
All right, let's do a couple of clips of it.
What about just the last minute?
All right. Let's do the beginning.
Here we go.
There's the big...
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire or you would...
Why?
You come from a generation a little older, and I think of Bob Hope, George Burns, Sinatra, many of whom didn't want to or never retired either. Do you see similarities with them?
None.
What do you think drives people like you and them to want to keep working?
Because we do it well.
What's different about performing now for you than, say, 20 years ago? How is it different for you?
It isn't.
Not at all?
Not at all.
How do you keep the material fresh for yourself?
By working at it.
You've had a number of health issues.
Anyone that's 90 does.
Anyone that's 90. Does that actually help you get healthier? You know, does being sort of busy and engaged, do you think that's actually helps you get healthier?
No.
Do you think it hurts?
No.
When was the first time you performed in Vegas?
1947.
All right. Well, so you get that. By the way, there are massive pauses.
Yes.
Because Jerry is seething, and he is looking out the window, and he is disinterested.
Not focused.
You know, he ain't giving this little smarmy kid anything. And the kid,
the guy's on fire, though. He's on fire.
The guy keeps peppering him with questions. And if you've got the unedited last minute.
Yeah, the last minute is unedited,
pause-wise. Including when he tells the guys to beat feet.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to, so this is how it wraps up.
After seven minutes of what you just heard. Wow.
This is the 7 minutes, and this is how it ends, last minute.
Is it easier now to write a screenplay?
No, just as hard.
Or how do you do it in a dictaphone? How do you do?
If I tell you, you'll be doing it.
So you're on tour now. What else do you have planned for this year, 90th year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else lined?
Yeah. But nothing we want to talk about.
And so you've worked with a lot of people over the years. What do you have a favorite story about, like Dean?
No.
Not at all.
None.
How about, do you have an unfavorite story you'd like?
Nope. Not for this.
So I guess we're finished. Sure. Anything else you want to?
No. All right, clean it out of here.
There it is. That is absolutely
cringeworthy.
Exploding online right now.
Yes, I don't feel for Jerry.
Why?
Because
you know what? Let me tell you why. Yes. I don't feel for Jerry. You have to watch the whole thing, and you have to just see it.
Yeah,
because it's
visual.
Much more favorable to the interviewer than when you watch the video. When you watch the video, you know how uncomfortable it is. I'd love to get your opinion.
Okay,
on it, but
I'll watch it first.
Because I don't know, listening to it now, whether I'm going back to the other side where it's just Jerry being so difficult. But obviously something pissed him off. Well, the interviewer was like, what's it like being old? That's it. And if you're 90 and you're 90. You're
and also, off, right? Do you have a favorite story? What's it like? You can't be that general with that guy. This is a subject, like him or not, you have to do your homework for the interview. You really do.
Well, how would you have handled it?
I would have handled it.
As a file,
I would have said, what about the instance when you and Dean opened in Las Vegas in 1947?
Oh.
If you give him some details first,
yes.
Then he can't give you a yes or no answer.
Even with that, the line of questioning, he sets it up that we're going to do performers in their 90s. Basically, it's like old people that don't retire. He starts the interview by saying,
it
why haven't
hostile.
You retired?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, negative.
So Jerry's pissed from the beginning. He's not going to give him anything from the word go. Then you throw in the fact that it's like, do you have any stories for us? It's like, F you.
Yeah,
that's
dance,
a crappy
monkey.
Interview.
Yeah.
You know?
What about the magic shop owner, his publicist?
Yeah, what about Gary Sapphire?
Why did it take him 7 minutes to step into this?
You know, that's interesting. We've had bad ones where the publicist comes in and says, that's
right away.
It.
Yep.
So long. They just let it linger. I think the reason, Oscar, once again, watch the video. They have multiple camera setups.
Got it.
This was a big setup. It was on camera. Things change, radio.
Yeah, that dynamic.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to take him away now.
But that's so it. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need, ladies and
Happy
gentlemen.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Have you thought about retouring?
Why? Why?
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Randolph ain't too far behind.
A study shows that women who routinely drank moderate amounts of alcohol, totaling about one drink per day, carried almost 10 pounds less body fat than women who did not drink at all. If you're trying to keep it tight, pick up a glass, have some wine, and go to Facebook.com and join the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club, because you're going to look good with that fermented grape goodness.
All right, what's happened to him?
Your wife is running for Senate.
What's happened to him with the
Get
last
a hold of yourself.
I believe that his
Your
wife,
horn dog.
His wife lost him at a casino.
Good Lord. Oh, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Smart businesses know something that keeps us ahead of the game, keeps them ahead of the game. They know that we aren't nearing the end of the year. We're coming up on the start of a new year. So now is the perfect time to make that perfect hire that will make 2017 a great year for your business. But posting your job in one place doesn't cut it. You know that. If you want to find the perfect hire, please use the wonderful service we have been telling you about for so long. Post your job on all the top job sites with ZipRecruiter.com. You can get 100-plus job sites, even social media, Facebook, Twitter, all with a single click. Find your candidates in any city for any industry. You can do it nationwide, which gets you the best people to fill that post. Just post once and then watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless applicants flooding your office. Oh, my God. ZipRecruiter lets you see everybody right on the screen. Rate them, hire them, and do it fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free today. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today.
News.
Comedian like Tom Arnold told Cairo AM radio host Dory Monson that he has a copy of a tape showing President-elect Donald Trump saying the N-word, which had long been rumored during the final months of the campaign, but was never released. And I have no idea why this is coming out today in the news, but it is.
Well, because Arnold, when it happens in Egypt, Cairo Morning Radio has it.
K-I-R-O-A-M. Arnold alleges that the tape had been seen by hundreds of people in the entertainment industry and was actually put together as sort of a Christmas video by employees of The Apprentice. His quote is, I have the outtakes to The Apprentice, where he says every bad thing ever, every offensive racist thing ever. That's according to Tom Arnold. I don't trust it. I don't trust it because, first of all,
I don't know. He's such a good guy.
Saying, Yeah, he said some smart. He's talking about smarmy. He said, he says, I have that. The footage allegedly comprises a number of outtakes from the reality show that were never aired.
Why would he say that? His best friend, Schwarzenegger, is now The Apprentice.
Oh, I don't think he's friends with Schwarzenegger anymore.
Not more?
I think that bridge is burned.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I gotta look that up.
He says hundreds of people have seen these. It was sort of the Christmas video. He wasn't going to be president of the United States. It was him sitting in that chair, saying the N-word, saying the C-word, calling his son a retard, just being so mean to his own children. Oh, this is so funny. This is the guy based on a... So he just goes, he's babbling, you know, manically babbling. Who knows?
I will say that the future of our country is likely not going to be affected by someone who got in a Twitter war with Joe Robinson.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Robin Joe Show.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but I don't think anything's going to happen. And if it's out there, it didn't
it's
matter.
Not going to change anything now.
It's the guy that said grab the P word. He still got elected. I don't think, you know.
Done and done.
I still, though, if it is real, if it's there, I think just on general curiosity, a lot of people might want to see it.
I think they would have seen it by now.
I would have thought so. Joel McHale is set to host the 2017 People's Choice Awards. Yay.
Yay. Who chose that?
CBS.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Just like you.
The same people that did the Jerry Eater, the Hollywood Reporter, has learned McHale currently stars in the CBS comedy The Great Indoors. Anybody? Anyone?
No, I'm not a fan. I haven't watched it.
It's a great era for sitcoms, Mike.
So last month, that show received a full season order from CBS.
Of course. I hope they pay him a lot of money.
The Great Indoors.
Yeah. So, yeah, they both air on... It's not that McHale.
McHale!
Those men gambling!
Carpenter!
Carpenter!
like his series, The People's Choice Awards, also on CBS, celebrates fan favorites. It's the one award show everybody mocks.
You know what I love about The People's Choice is they always take a moment and they say, and look at this beautifully designed trophy.
Isn't that
and
lovely?
It's a POS piece of glass with people clapping inside.
That's right. Jack Albertson, when's it going to air?
The People's Choice Awards will arrive and live at the Microsoft Theater in L.A. on Wednesday, January 18th at 9 p.m. Mark your calendars. I'll be there front row.
McHale?
Front row for me. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, for one French Beatles fan, Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Collecting band memorabilia has become a way of life.
Huh? And
now he's hoping to use it as a nest egg for his golden years. I apologize for this story not having numbers. They don't have them.
Is this Antoine Perkins? French Beatles fan?
This man's name is Jacques Valcouve.
Bonjour, Jacques Valcouve. I have 15,000 records, signed books, posters, autographs, figurines, and memorabilia, and an 8x10 glossy of Dan O'Brien standing on the deck of a ship.
He is the very best.
He's become known as one of the foremost Beatles experts in the field, but he's divesting himself of his life's work because he needs financial security. That's why he's doing it. The report does not offer an estimate of the collection's worth, but Valcouve, who is now in his 60s, says he's hoping to bring enough money to live on decently for the duration of my days. He refers to the collection as an octopus who's an octopus.
Octopus. This collection, this mailed collection is an octopus whose tentacles were strangling me. I was strangled. I can no longer live with it.
I suppose, you know what? It would be hard to part with stuff, but if you could live comfortably from it, I'd say go to it.
What's the one thing in your collection you would sell if you had to?
If I had to?
Yes, the first thing off the shelf.
It's a weird thing.
Elf on the shelf?
The weird thing is I do
Elvis
have
Elvis on the shelf?
I have Elf on a shelf. I have a cup that Elvis drank from.
Yeah?
Yeah. That if I could draw up a certificate of authenticity. I have to go on the faith that it's real. But it has a great backstory.
Do you think that's the most valuable piece? That's the way I would have framed the question. What do you think is the most valuable part of your collection?
I think that would probably be it if I could find the right fan for it. Because I know the date.
The right sucker.
Yeah, the right rube. I know the date. It was after he played the Hampton Coliseum. I know the date of the concert and everything.
Do you have a picture of him drinking out of the cup?
I could.
You are the worst.
No, but it was a girl I went to high school with. Her, our college with, her older brother was a limo driver, and he actually took it from the limo.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a story that really works on Antiques Roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
It's telephone.
It is, well, paper cup.
There is no doubt that there are some nasty, creepy crawlies in the great country of Australia.
Yes.
Including snakes. A man named Barry Goldsmith posted a photo. This is a snake guy. This is a guy that catches snakes and
Hello,
stuff like that.
I'm a snake guy named Jerry Goldsmith.
Where is the reptile in your home? No, I'm sorry. Barry Goldsmith posted a photo of his on his Snake Catcher Australia page on Facebook. I looked at this.
By the way, Snake Catcher is a category. Don't Google it.
Yeah. Not safe for work.
The picture he shows shows a tiger snake. They got so many nasty snakes in Australia. It's wrapped up near the tinsel in a beautiful Christmas tree.
Horrifying.
No.
He says the tree belonged to a woman who sent him the picture and wanted him to come out and get it. Here's his quote. She didn't panic. She just took a photo and sent it to me. And 20 minutes later, I had the little bugger in the bag. I had the little bugger in the bag in the mistake.
The real man.
The weird thing is when you see something so hateful intertwined with something so beautiful, it really is.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is so scary.
I don't like that at all.
That's right, mate. Betty says this would have resulted in a very less than merry Christmas. Apparently, this snake, the tiger snake, is among the most dangerous in Australia. And the picture is, it's a nasty looking snake.
Yeah, it's bad.
It is a
yeah.
scary, scary looking snake. But all's well that ends well. Good night, Mike. Anyway, and now a little something, something for you fellas. A 28-year-old Florida man was arrested after he tried to break into a home wearing nothing but his pants on his arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like Billy Madison.
There is zero effort required to find these stories. I just want to say that. These stories are everywhere. They're there. You can eat.
Mike, is it easier to find Florida stories or is it easier to find tiger snakes in a Christmas tree?
When you're gambling.
They just happen.
It's Keg Man.
Sheriff's deputy said Dennis Carballo Rios broke a screen door, entered a front porch, and tried to get into the home with his pants draped over his arm. Carballo Rios apparently tried to open the front door and struck a number of items in the house, causing a bit of a racket.
Yeah.
The noise startled the homeowner, who called police. Deputies arrested Carballo Rios as he was running down the street naked.
That is brutal.
Authorities say he may have also destroyed a nearby fence.
Oh,
we're going straight.
Which was found in pieces. And, well, we don't have many days left in 2016, but it gives me another opportunity for a Florida slogan of the day.
So this is a brand new motto for your fair state.
Right.
Okay.
This is kind of a holiday-themed slogan.
Well, I like how you write to type, Mike. This is good.
Thank you.
Is for December.
Appreciate that. Florida. Oh, the people outside are frightful, but the weather's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, call the sheriff's department.
That's my favorite one this year.
Nice.
Happy holidays.
Well done.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy holidays.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, in the next couple of days, you're going to be doing your last-minute Christmas shopping. We have a wonderful idea that can help us tremendously here on the Mike O'Mara Show, and it'll make somebody in your life very happy. You'll smile, even if somebody doesn't like the show or know of the show.
Right.
Give the bonus package for the Mike O'Mara Show, and that will turn new people on to the Mike O'Mara Show. One of the most important holiday traditions, doesn't take much time at all. It only takes a minute to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all the 2017 content, plus the entire anthology. You can go back and listen to old shows.
Yes.
Which, by the way, new subscribers and new listeners to TMOS love to go back and hear the
full
old stuff.
Full catalog.
Once we set that hook in their mouth, they go back and they grab it.
Baby.
All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. Do it today. It really helps the show. Oscar Santana with the tip in.
Mike, tomorrow on our Wednesday program.
Yes.
Right? Our Wednesday program that we broadcast live and then we go into the holidays. We're giving you a full slate of programming this year, the most programming we've ever to offer you. Not just that, we will also give away $5 $200 Amazon gift cards to bonus subscribers.
Hello! Like $1,000.
That's $1,000. Happy hump day, everybody.
There you go.
That we will give away to our listeners that have already resubscribed and subscribed to the bonus show.
Awesome.
That's going to be a special day, so tune in for tomorrow's show because that's going to be our last
show
that we record.
You get a card. You get a card.
You're going to be hearing two brand new shows on Thursday and Friday, and then Rob's got the music shows on Saturday and Sunday.
Also brand new.
All brand new, all brand new content. But the last show we're doing is going to be tomorrow when we give away the gift cards. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't wait.
Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, December 20, 2016. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I saw this morning, and I got to thinking about how Oscar is in such a different mindset socially and entertainment-wise than you and I. Oscar, does this song mean anything to you?
Oh, my God. Wait. No.
You don't know the show's Hee Haw?
No.
Mike? Hey,
you know what I was seriously? It's so weird. Because I know this happened yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Over the weekend in Boston, I was actually eefing.
Oh, eefing. Like, yeah. Yeah, I have the song. Hold on.
I was doing it in front of the kids.
Oh, I heard you do that before. Yeah. Is that from Hee Haw?
It's like a backwoodsy type thing. That his name was, I think, Biddle. Biddle and Phelps, maybe, was the guys who did it.
Great morning show.
Oh, the best. And, no, you know what? Oh, I don't have Little
Jimmy
Ethan
Riddle?
Andy. No, what's that?
Jimmy Riddle?
It might be, actually. But, Mike, we lost one of the Hee Haw greats yesterday. You knew him as Cousin Clem. And I didn't know.
Now, let's be honest. You're saying greats, and it's not accurate.
You're right.
Like, if he was part of the cast.
If you're going to put in context of this show,
right.
Who would he be?
The one who could talk.
Yes. Who would he be?
He would be the Adrian of Hee Haw.
Oh, it's like you could lose him or keep him or lose him.
But he sang harmony, Mike. He sang harmony on this popular song.
All right, let's listen.
Your mama moved in to live with us, darling. I said, this house is just like your own. She took to heart this message I gave her. Now I'm so dang mad cause she just sold our home.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over.
I did not know he was Canadian, and he was 94 years old.
Not that I'm a fan of Hee Haw, but
where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all
alone? Primetime show?
I've searched the world over, and I thought I found true love. You met another, and you were gone.
It was prime time. It got canceled by CBS when they got rid of the Beverly Hillbillies and all their country comedies.
Yes.
But then it lived on in syndication for like 30 years.
Wow.
Very, very popular.
Adrian, and again, you should take this away. You're better than that guy.
Oh, there it is.
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries
Rob
to
Ford
say.
Knows this.
When little this is a Ethan dumb show. Annie talks, it always come out this way.
Joe Perkins.
I like Ethan. I did too.
Well, I've got a girl named Annie.
All right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough. We'll run it lightly in the background. This is funny.
What decade is this?
this is a weird thing because Ethan is like something from the turn of the century in the Blue Ridge and the Ozarks.
Yes.
But this is a soul record. So they took a guy who was able to do this sort of backwoodsy thing and put it with a soul artist.
Like a mashup.
Yeah, it was a hit record in 1963.
So in today's world, it would be like Drake and a country artist.
Exactly. A Licorice Hat. And
Blake Shelton.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, anyway, stop that.
Music has changed.
Sure was nice.
A soul record.
I love. Well, Joe Perkins was a soul artist. I'm not saying it was a soul record. All right.
Thank you.
Kids love Star Wars.
Sure.
Did you know that? Everyone's saying Rogue One.
Yes.
Yeah. I know Oscar went and saw it.
Saw it,
right?
On Sunday morning.
Sure.
Can you give us a review tomorrow? Well,
yeah, tomorrow I can.
But what's funny, if we go back to the interviews like from the early 80s, do you know that in his mind, George Lucas had this long-range plan? Back in the 80s, this is Mark Hamill.
So loyal to George, and I owe him so much. He at one time said, would you consider playing an Obi-Wan type character handing Excalibur down to the next generation? I said, when that would that be? And at the time, he said, around 2011. I thought, gee,
you get a baby on
much as
lap?
I'd like to have a job lined up at the turn of the century, I was figuring out how old I'd be at that point.
How about giving your baby to the nanny while you're doing the interview about George Lucas?
Would you consider taking your baby off the set?
Annoying it is.
God, that's the Barry Williams of movies right there. That, I swear to God, that Mark Hamill is the Barry Williams. And then George told me, and then George, and I've been milking same stupid movie for 150 years.
All right, how about this then? Here's another one you might not care for.
All right.
David Prowse.
Is this more Star Wars stuff?
Yes, it is, but it's happening.
I love it, Mike.
This is right. This is what's right now. These old tapes are resurfacing.
Yeah, I know, because they need the help.
Star Wars, when it was released, David Prowse was interviewed. He was the body of Darth Vader, yes. But not the voice.
Oh, and, that's right. I've heard that before.
And what he said, I don't know if this is really appropriate, how he talked about the voice of Darth Vader.
The problem was, as you obviously realize, I have a West Country accent.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
very slight. and I don't think they could do Darth Vader with an English accent. That was the big problem. And also, you see, the character being a big black character that he is. I think George really wanted an obvious black voice, and they've got James Earl Jones in to do it. And to me, that is a very obvious Negro voice.
What year was the Empire
Away?
1977.
Because they said Negro.
No, I'm just saying it's not appropriate.
Yeah, deep in your, everyone thinks jolly old Rob, he's the nicest on the show.
Yeah, that's
a window into his soul. He had
millions
of clips
not
of
appropriate
audio.
Anymore.
He said, I can bring out my Negro clip.
That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted right there, hey.
All right, let's close with this then. I could play more Eefing. This came across my Facebook page, and I kept going back to it. I think the way the fa-la-la's sound is so funny. It's one of those Barack dub videos where they make the president sing a song. But this is a Christmas song, and the way they did it to me, I found it marvelously entertaining.
I love you back. Is it time?
I think it's time.
Back. The halls with howling. Ball. It's the season to be jolly.
I like this.
Ball. Don, we are gay apparel. Told the ancient Yuletide carol.
The Lola is the best. That's our president singing a Christmas carol.
La 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 la.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Merry Christmas.
That's it, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you had a good time. We thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOX PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. I have the right address? 32101, right?
32101. Yes. And tomorrow is our last mailbag of the calendar year, so get all that stuff in.
So if you want to send something to Rob about 2 a.m., it's Rob with two B's. At MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over my body. No, I mean all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Chinese pocket.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.